Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend. I know that I did. Oh, Vulture coming in with the Lima Charlie, Lima Shiz. Halleck already coming in. Halleck 21, what's up, Tuttle? I know I say this at the beginning of every show, but I love engagement. I love to talk to you guys. You can do that. You can easily call me 407-270-3044. Once again, 407-270-3044. You can also leave a text on that number. Man, got a lot of people coming in. Bubba Light. Bubba Light, it was good. Bubba Light, can I ask you a question? Who was the guy that hit the phone in my face? I'm not mad or whatever, but who was the Bubba Army guy that hit the phone in my face and you were on the phone? He was a very, very nice guy. Iggy T, she says, can't wait to hear about your weekend. Now, hopefully Iggy doesn't mind me like reading our direct messages with each other, because she did. I posted the picture. I'm pretty, you know what though? So many people, I had over 500 likes of the picture that I posted with myself and Bubba the Love Sponge at the Tampa Tarpons game. And I posted the picture and Iggy, she said, is that Bubba? ? And I wrote back, yep. Iggy replied, OMG, I cannot wait to hear the story. And I'm going to get into that. I am. Iggy, please, I hope you're not mad at me because I read that. Twisted Movies says, Tuds. Doug Loveland checking in. What's up, Tuttle? Nelly Mandingo, I got your text. Very busy weekend. Very busy day today as well, too. So I apologize. I haven't gotten back to you. Bubba Light says David Figueroa, Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker. He's a very nice guy. I gotta tell you, I had an amazing time this weekend. I did. And because I don't want to bum everybody out. You know, I'm always hesitant about going away for the weekend. I'm not saying that my mom is helpless or anything like that. She's not. But she, you know, maybe she just wants me to get away every, you know, once a weekend, once a month. And I went over to Tampa. But I've talked about this. My mom's been losing weight. She's been, you know, nothing too big. But today, when, you know, yesterday I got back doing fine. Today, very weak, couldn't get out of bed, and I made her go to the hospital today. And she's having to stay in the hospital overnight. They're doing a bunch of tests and everything. I was at the hospital all day, bouncing back and forth with my new job and then being at the hospital and stuff. staying at the house all by myself. I'm not going to jump to conclusions. I'm a little bummed, but the show goes on. I can't go visit her right now because they're doing a bunch of tests, and with all the COVID stuff, until she gets a room, I just can't go see her right now. So, yeah, I'm dealing with that. But this weekend, Friday, I'm going to walk you through my weekend. Friday, I went down to Melbourne to get my hair cut. Amanda Bellinger, Lost Arts Barbershop down in Melbourne. She did a great job. I was late. But, I mean, it's a great experience. So if you're a guy that wants to get a good barbershop experience and you're in the Melbourne area, I drive 45 minutes to go see Amanda Bellinger at the Lost Arts Barbershop. And it's not only haircut, you get great conversation. So go check her out. So I did that, and then I took 60 over to Tampa. I wanted to take a little bit of a different route to get over there, man, but that road is just crazy. It is. But I made it over, hung out Friday night. I'll get back to Friday night because something happened to me, and I've been debating if I'm going to talk about it or not. But Saturday, got up, myself, Colton, and his significant other, Shelby, we went to the Happy Hangar, which is a little airport there in the in Pasco County that we went to, ate breakfast. Then we hung out at the house for most of the day, but then we were going out to see the Tampa Tarpons play because Bubba the Love Sponge, the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show, syndicated radio show, he was throwing out the first pitch at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida. So we went out to that. And the funny thing is that we just bought the regular tickets because Bubba, you know, if anybody thinks that Bubba is not doing well, they had a VIP, like, ticket thing that you could buy. You get to hang out with the show, open bar, except liquor. You had to pay for liquor. And then all you could eat food. It was all inclusive when it came to what you bought. We didn't get that. But, you know, myself and Colton were pretty good at knowing how things work. We got there early, went into the VIP area. There's already a lot of listeners there. Oh, DR. Thank you, DR. DR coming in. $5 on the super chat on YouTube. If you guys want to be as cool as DR, if you want a super chat on YouTube or cheer bits or subscribe, subscribe to the show on Twitch. That does help me out. So I get in there, myself, Colton, our friend Big Dick Rich, and Colton's significant other. We get in there early before they start checking people. We're living it up and all. I had already seen Bubba twice, but I didn't want to bother him, because he was getting pulled in every single direction. Then I got down there. I saw Lummy, talked to Lummy, saw Blitz, talked to him briefly. Even saw Anna. Anna, and I'll get into that. I had the best conversation with Anna Hummel this weekend. I briefly talked to her, and then they started checking the bracelets. They give you bracelets and everything, and you're in there, and they started kicking everybody out. So they got our group, and when they were taking the group away, I just slid off. You know, people don't pay attention to me. So I slid off. I didn't get caught. Everybody else got kicked out. Then I ran into Bubba and the merch crick. You know, Bubba got pulled aside a couple of times by listeners, so I was talking to the merch crick. And I was just explaining. I was like, yeah, I called in them. Bubba was so cool, and I didn't even want to ask him. He offered. He's like, where's Colton? I want to talk to Colton and you. I was like, well, we got caught. We didn't have the VIP tickets and everything. And he was like, oh, no problem here. He had a bunch of tickets to the VIP section, gave them to me, got everybody in. Bubba couldn't have been any cooler. The merch crick, man, she is so awesome. Like, because I didn't want to bother Bubba. I didn't want to bother anybody on the show. You know, I haven't seen them in like a year and a half and stuff. And I know that they get asked for all types of shit and everything. So I didn't want to bother them. And they just offered it up. So I got everybody in. It was a great, great time. Now, it was absolutely pouring. Lightning, rain. I mean, it was crazy. And it sucks that the game was rained out, but I actually think it worked out for the best, because if any of you guys in the Bubba Army that were there at the VIP party and stuff, you guys lucked out, because the main show, the whole show, stayed in that one little area and congregated and just went around and spoke to everybody. And I've been to a lot of radio events in my time. And you get a lot of these listeners that are complete assholes sometimes, or just want to say something to get under your skin. I did not experience that at all. Every single person that I met in the Bubba Army that were there to hang out with the show could not have been nicer. And I gotta tell you, I had one of the best conversations that I have ever had with Bubba. He was so complimentary. He was so nice. He was so genuine. He was like, I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm glad you're doing well. You look great. I'm glad you came out, because Bubba didn't know that I was coming out there. And he was so happy to see me, and it meant a lot. I also got to spend some time with Bubba's sister, Tara. I don't know if a lot of you guys know this. I don't know if I've even really talked about it. Colton came to visit me every single day in the hospital. Lummy did, I pretty much every day. I think he missed a couple of days. But Tara, Bubba's sister, came and visited me when I was in a mental institution. That meant a lot. That meant so much to me. And the kind words she said to me on Saturday. And that was kind of the running theme. Everybody was so nice. Everybody was like, damn, Tuttle, you look good. I'm not trying to say that I, you know, I'm not trying to suck my own dick or anything. But what I'm trying to say, though, is everybody was just like, damn, you look good, man. I'm so proud of you. I will tell this story, and I'm not saying anything bad about it, but Colton's significant other, Shelby, she needed to go use her bathroom, and she was like, hey, can you hold my beer? And I was like, because I was talking to Blitz when this happened. And she came out, hey, can you hold my beer? I got to run to the bathroom. And I was like, hey, I can't do that. Because you know that somebody was just looking for me to take a drink. And I didn't. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't hold this. Put it over the side. I'll watch it for you, but I can't hold it. And Blitz, he agreed with me. But back to the conversation that I had with Bubba, it was amazing. Hold on, let me put this. Haas 83 said, you look good, Tuds. Redbeard says, hey, Tuds, I rated you. Thank you so much. Redbeard says, how the hell you been? I'm doing great. It was stuck in Dion's tub is in the house. Iggy T asked if I saw Brent Hatley. Brent Hatley was not there. I was kind of sad not to see Brent Hatley. But I talked to Bubba for some time. You know, people would come in and they would interrupt, but I mean, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Of course, people are gonna come up and interrupt a conversation. Now, I will say this, okay. I'm not calling Bubba out, but this is what I got. I've never known Bubba to be a close talker, but when me and Bubba were talking, he got extremely close to my face. And the only thing that I could think of was that he was trying to get close enough to me to be able to smell if I was drinking or not, or if I had something to drink. Am I just overthinking things, guys? I would like to hear from you in the chat room. Was Bubba close talking me to see if I was drinking or not, or I had something to drink? If you would like to call in, I would love to talk to you. 407-270-3044. Bubba's not weird. This is just the way. I'm not saying Bubba was doing that. I had the weekend of my life getting to hang out with everybody and to get to talk to him. Colton came over. Bubba talked to myself and Colton for a little while, and I'm not going to announce it, but it was talked about maybe a once a month Colton and Tuttle thing. And that's all I'll say. That's all I will say about it. And I would love it. I said, yes. Don't have to ask me twice. And Colton said the same exact thing. So be on the lookout for that. So I hung out with Bubba. The game was canceled, just to, you know, reiterate that. The game was canceled. So it worked out for the best when it came to the Bubba Army, because you guys got to hang out with everybody. Stuck in Dion's tub, but will he? Yes, I really do think he will. I really think he will stuck in Dion's tub. Just reading some of these unsavory character, the new Bubba Army is not the same. Bubba Army. You remember, Todd? I will say this. No, none of the listeners were dicks. None of the listeners were assholes at all. I had no bad experience at all. So, after I got done talking with Bubba, hold on. After I got done talking with Bubba, walked around a little bit, I tried to talk to Lummy, and I'm not saying anything bad about Lummy, but Lummy was holding court. Lummy was holding court, and by holding court, he had about a group of 10 around him, and Lummy was just holding court, telling stories. Everybody was hanging on every single word he had to say. And good for him. Oh my God. Him and his wife, Ashley, have the cutest fucking baby. And I got the approval. I came up. Lummy was holding the baby. Baby looks small as hell when Lummy's holding it. Anything looks smaller when Lummy's holding it. Said, hey. I waved to the baby. He smiled. Lummy said, oh, he gave you the approval. So I had that going for me. So Lummy's holding court. I walk over. I got to talk to Blitz for a little bit. And Blitz is not a guy that's just going to sit around and just bullshit with you. No. Like if you don't have anything important to offer to Blitz, he's going to find a way out of that conversation as quickly as he can. But it was great talking to Blitz. I got to chat with Dr. Dan was surprisingly nice to me. His wife, I don't know if I, well, Dr. Dan's wife is hot. I'll say it. I'm sorry. Like, Dr. Dan has everything. You know how they always say, oh, you can't have everything? Dr. Dan has everything. Great kids. Very respectful. Amazing. And his hot wife. No disrespect, Dr. Dan. I'm just trying to give you some props. Good job, Dr. Dan. And then the last person that I got to talk to was Anna Hummel. I was really, really nervous. I was really nervous about talking to Anna because I've said a lot of horrible stuff. I have. And that was back when I was a dumbass. I was just trying to make a name for myself. Unsavory character. Unsavory character asked, great question. Did you guys make up? Guys, I'm not bullshitting you. I love talking with Bubba, but the most enjoyable conversation that I had with anybody from the BRN was with Anna. Like, she could not have been any nicer. I wasn't, you know, yucking it up. I wasn't running a bit. This was just Patrick Fowler and Anna Hummel talking. And we talked. I was like, hey, Bubba. See, I love how people. Okay, so Bubba lost everything. Do you really think that I can come in here without stuttering or doing anything at all? My mom's been in the hospital all day, Bubba lost everything. I'm sorry that I haven't had any chance to rest or anything. You know, I really shouldn't get that pissed off. Because I get accused of being drunk or inebriated or whatever. But I'm just saying, it's like, do you really, you guys all know the old Tuttle. The old Tuttle, there's no way that I could get on here and do a radio show by myself. And I'm not trying to suck my own dick, but I got to tell you, there's not a lot of radio hosts that could do what I'm doing. Doing a show by myself for an hour every single day. I haven't stuttered. I haven't stammered. Maybe I've mispronounced some words and stuff. No, and Bubba lost everything. And you know what, Bubba lost? It was a question. I'm sorry. It was mostly a joke. And that's fine. It is. But I gotta wear that badge for the rest of my life. And I'm not mad at anybody. Look, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. So I'm just one mistake away from drinking at any moment. So I can't be mad. In all reality, I can't be mad at you for questioning that. I really, really can't. I know a lot of people known. A lot of people thought that they knew the old Tuttle. Maybe I probably still got it wrong. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that if I was an outside bystander and I saw myself, yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that motherfucker, he could be drunk at any moment if he acts erratic or anything. So I'm not mad at you, Bubba lost everything, but it's just, it becomes tiring having to just defend myself all the time. But I love you, Bubba lost. Well, see, that didn't help. Bubba, I love you, Bubba lost everything. I do. So let's move on. Back to the Anna Hummel thing. So I got to sit there at a table, just me and Anna Hummel, and surprised nobody came up and interrupted us. And I enjoyed it. We were talking because I worked at the Bone. She worked at the Bone. We talked about things, her experience there, her experience at the BRN. She talked about how, you know, she didn't like it at first, but she says that it's the best radio job that she's ever had. And as soon as she said that, I said, it's the freedom. Now, I could have been going out on a limb or whatever, and she could have, no, that's not it. It's the money. She agreed with me. She agreed with me 100%. She said the main reason she is so happy at the BRN is because of the freedom. And I really feel like we made a connection there. And then it was open game. And she even gave me a hug after we got done talking. Nothing of it. Not trying to, like, stir up shit. Matter of fact, I was nervous giving her a hug. I was looking around for Blitz. I was like, I know this motherfucker is carrying right now. So that was great. Had an amazing time. They had a big old smokeout circle. About 9:30. Oh, Haas. You know what? I might ruin everything with what I'm about to say, but Haas 83 said, did you smell her hair by chance? I did. I did. And I got to tell you, Anna Hummel's hair, it's heavenly. It is. Anna Hummel's hair smells like unicorn poop. And you would say, oh, what's unicorn? It smelled like delicious cinnamon toasted marshmallows. That's exactly what Anna Hummel's hair smelled like. Well, Haas says she hasn't washed it since Wednesday. I enjoyed it. I did. I really, really did. Yeah, unsavory. I would rate your dong for sure. An unsavory character. I'm not baby facing on the deal. I'm not. Here, you want me to show you how much I'm not baby facing on the deal? I notoriously get sick when I go to radio promotions and people want to shake hands, take pictures, be close to each other. And I'm sorry, Bubba Army, if you're listening right now, I don't want anybody to think this is a shot or a dig at you guys, but come on, though. Do you really think that the Bubba Army washes their hands when they go to the bathroom? No. No, no, no. I tried to do elbows, you know, like, here, give me the elbow, as much as I could. And, I mean, as soon as I got home, and that's the thing about it. I know that I probably insulted some people. They had the hand sanitizer all over the place in there. And I was constantly putting that on. So if I went to the hand sanitizer after I spoke with you or shook your hand, don't take offense to it. I just know that you guys are not washing your hands. I don't want your fecal matter all over my hands. Got to think about monkeypox. I know the threat is low. COVID. I'm not even worried about COVID anymore. Fuck that shit. But I'm just saying, I mean, unsavory character. I'm not saying every Bubba Army people, but for the most part, unsavory character says, Rhett knows I wash my hands. They found my royalty ring in the bathroom in a sink. Yeah, and Iggy T brings up a great point. You don't want to bring anything home to your mom. Exactly. So, I overdosed on vitamins, that emergency stuff. I ate my broccoli sprouts. That's my new thing, broccoli sprouts. But I don't even feel that bad. So I think I'm good to go. So I don't know. Like, out of everybody on the BRN, the one I talked to the least was Lummy. I don't want anybody to think that I'm big timing Lummy or like trying to call out Lummy or anything, but out of all the people on the BRN, he was holding court the most. Swear to God. You know what I heard Lummy do? He asked, I don't know if I should talk about this. Matter of fact, I may tell Bubba about this. Lummy, when they were closing the bar, he was holding court with a bunch of people. And Lummy asked, and I know who he asked to go get him a drink, and I don't want to call that person out. But Lummy gave money to a listener and said, hey, can you go get me a vodka? And I don't know what he was mixing it with, but Lummy said, hey, the bar's about to close. Can you go get me a vodka and such? And handed him some money, and Lummy, it was almost like keep the change to buy yourself something nice. And the guy went and did it. And then Lummy went back to hold court with all the listeners around him. And I'm not hating on it. Matter of fact, that is a pimp-ass move, if I'm just being honest. For Lummy to tell a listener to, hey, can you give me a drink? The bar's closing. I can't be bothered. I can't stop holding court with all the frat boys right now. Lummy is the man. Man, dude, his facial hair, the head on his hair. Lummy is so over, though. He is. He is. And I don't want anybody to think like I'm talking trash about Lummix, because I'm not. But he did. He did actually ask a listener to go get him a vodka and whatever he was mixing it with before the bar closed, so he didn't, you know, deprive the listeners of his entertainment stuff. Lummy, buddy, you're good to go. I think you're a badass pimp pulling that type of move. So, in closing, from the weekend, it was absolutely amazing. Had an amazing time. Bubba did talk to myself and Colton about some content once a month. Maybe a two-hour length that you would get from myself and Colton. And I think if you give myself and Colton a month to get prepared for a two-hour show, it's going to be the best two-hour fucking show that you've ever heard in your life, because, you know what? Goddamn, we got a month to be able to show prep on. And I'm not going to go into details. When Bubba's ready for it, he'll get with me. A lot of great news stories that I saw in the news that I'm going to get into here. I'm trying to find out which one. Which one do I want to go to? Oh, you know what I want to go to? Unsavory character says, you won't see me around Tuttle, but I promise you I'll be listening. Unsavory character, thank you. You've always been a great supporter. You have. Stuck in Dion's tub, I do Lummy's hair and beard. I want to thank everybody checking out tonight's show, for real. Can't thank you guys enough for joining me. The one story I want to get into is about, you know, we're having all this problems with trying to find teachers and stuff. Hold on, where the fuck is this story at? Baby find missing, boat explosion, cop DUI, gay adoption, homeless assault video, Lake County, molesting gay, pedophile, police brew, racist, South Florida, teacher. Wait, teacher. Oh, here it is. My dyslexia got in the way. So we've had all these problems all over the country, especially here in the state of Florida, where we're having a problem finding teachers and stuff. You know, Ron DeSantis, I don't have a problem with him putting military people in the classrooms to teach. But what's going to happen when you put a military guy in there that and all right deserves to have PTSD for serving our country and stuff. What do you think is going to happen when some little asshole kid or something is fucking with a teacher and the former military, now teacher guy, just absolutely explodes on somebody? And now they're giving a teacher, great teacher, that has tattoos a hard time.
To hearing from students' families, but he says this anonymous letter he got shocked him. Aaron Pratt has been busy with back-to-school prep. Before the fall semester, he sends his students postcards.
I got this letter in the mail.
I mean, that's a pretty badass teacher to send out postcards on his vacation. Just check on the kids. But now we're going to get upset because he has tattoos.
He figured it was a reply from one of the kids. Inside the envelope was something he wasn't expecting.
They made the demands that I cover up my tattoos at all times. I spend my time in my classroom and not in the office. And that I never talk to kids about divorce.
What the fuck is going, what is going on, people? What is going on? You don't think these military people that we're going to put in the classrooms and stuff don't have tattoos? As long as the teacher doesn't have a big tattoo of a cock on his forearm, I don't see the problem. As long as he doesn't have profanity, or now, I really think you might have to draw a line about face tattoos. But this, no, and Gold Egg Layer writes, are his tattoos pornographic? Not in the least. Not in the least. And we're having a hard time. And these teachers are already underpaid. We're screwed.
Anonymous letter from who he assumes is a parent. He said he was shocked by their demands.
I don't know how you can be a teacher and stay out of the front office. If I've talked about divorce in a personal way, it's because I married into my children.
As for the tent.
Okay. Seems like a good man. It seems like a good man that he married a woman that already had kids. He's accepting those kids as his own. We need more teachers like this.
Twos, Pratt says he has multiple, but they're hidden. He admits his most recent addition is attention-getting, but it's one he put a lot of thought into.
It's a suicide prevention piece.
He's buried five.
I mean, Bubba lost everything. Yeah, okay, I could see that. Abide by your contract. Yeah, I agree. If it's in the contract, okay, but then why did they hire him then? Why, this guy seems like somebody pretty responsible. So I do not think that it was in the contract. I don't think this guy would have done it.
Students who have died by suicide.
The butterfly being the symbol of kind of a new life and rebirth. The teal and purple are the suicide prevention colors.
Wait, hold on. The semicolon. Let me back that up. Hold on.
The butterfly being the symbol of kind of.
I want to hear that.
It's one he put a lot of thought into.
It's a suicide prevention piece.
He's buried five students who have died by suicide.
Did you guys hear that? He's had five students. Well, I don't know if that's a stat you want to put out there, because then we're like, oh man, I don't want his class. I might kill myself. I can make those jokes because I've done it myself. So don't get pissed off. But I mean, what is it? It's a butterfly.
The butterfly being the symbol of kind of a new life and rebirth. The teal and purple are the suicide prevention colors. The semicolon is a symbol within the suicide prevention community.
Pratt says there's a larger issue he wants to address.
An understanding to the public, you know, what we teachers have to deal with behind the scenes.
Pratt wrote a response to the letter writer on his Facebook page. In it, he asks parents and guardians to be kind to teachers.
There's not a shortage of qualified teachers to teach. There's a shortage of respect for the profession.
He says children are always watching how adults treat each other.
Our kids are going to see how we act and how we behave, and they're going to do what we do.
And Mr. Pratt said he took that letter to his school's administration, and they back him 100%.
What up, Shelby?
As for that tattoo policy, his school allows him to have them as long as they're school appropriate. And he said he wanted to pick one that was relatable to his students.
All right, so you got that. And let me go through some of these. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Boomer886 says, well, at least it's not a story about Biden or COVID. Bubba Lost Everything says, Tuttle, most of what I say is only meant to be taken 62% of the time. Wags always comes in strong. Wags says, I don't need my kid getting butterflies tattooed on him. Yeah, it's weird what our priorities are. I did want to show you this story. I mean, there's really nothing for me to discuss. I just wanted you to see a boat blow up. Here in Volusia County, they stopped at one of these bait shops or one of these shops at the boat ramp to get gas. And they went to turn on the boat. That thing blew it up.
So developing this morning, a day on the water taking a terrifying turn. Surveillance video shows the fiery explosion on board a boat injuring four people yesterday in Daytona Beach. And one victim was hurt so badly, paramedics airlifted her to the hospital. Mark Lehman is live at ORMC right now. Mark, investigators have an idea of what may have caused that explosion.
They say it was caused by gas vapors.
All right, well, user error? Like, I just don't get it. That's why I never, ever want to have a big-ass boat. It did go kabloom. Wag says, kablooey. That thing blew the fuck up. It did. You got to vent the deal, but you also got to make sure that you ain't got a lot of gas leaking to create those vapors.
Floating after the vessel was refueled. The owner telling firefighters that the vent blowers were on, but it still exploded after the motor was started, something that left the woman here badly hurt. Video released from the Daytona Beach Fire Department.
Bam! That bitch went up. Look, it blew the top, the cooler. There must have been a cooler or something on top of it. Look at this.
Video released from the Daytona Beach Fire Department.
Bam.
Capturing the moment a boat exploded at the Halifax Harbor Marina. Firefighters say it was around 1 yesterday afternoon when something went wrong as the boat's off.
Isn't it kind of weird you got a report to a boat fire? I know the inside of the boat isn't in the water, but just let the bitch burn. Let insurance take care of everything because it's not like it's going to spread.
Operator tried to start the engine after fueling up.
We were shocked. It was pretty crazy.
Vincent Krause was heading out on the water when he saw the ball of fire.
Damn. That is a big-ass explosion. Look.
When he saw the ball of fire, something officials say was caused by gas vapors exploding.
I don't know exactly what happened, but we, for some reason, were looking over that way. And before you knew it, it blew up and...
Firefighters say four people were injured in the fire, including a woman in her 50s who was airlifted to Orlando Regional Medical Center for burns. After the fire was put out, other boaters watched as crews worked to pull the boat above the water. And
I did sell my dad's boat recently. You know, let me get rid of this story. So what? Boat blew up. I sold my dad's boat. I did not want to. I had a friend of a friend that was keeping it for us. He can't keep it anymore. I did keep it in the family. I sold it to my mom's brother, so my uncle. And we made $3,000 on it. Redbeard, hold on. Let me read this. Redbeard's taking off. Hey, Tuttle, have a good night, man. Wanted to raid you because of what happened a month ago. Me and you name. Well, thank you, Redbeard. I'm very, very grateful. What's going on, Georgia? Gold Egg Lair wanted me to say hi to Georgia for him. So I sold the boat. I just don't have enough time. The boat had sat for quite some time. Engine is not in the best shape, but where the money is in the hole. It is an amazing hole. It's got a tunnel hole. It's got a jack plate on it, power pole, brand new trailer. The trailer, I think my dad bought it a couple of months before he passed away. Trailer alone was worth the money. So it's still in the family. My uncle said that once he gets it up and running, that I would be able to go out on the boat with him. So I didn't feel that bad, but $3,000 coming in, that will be able to help out, not having to put it up in storage and stuff. That was a little hard to do, but had to be done. And then this scare with my mom going to the hospital and stuff today, like, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but it woke up my eyes. I'm an only child. I'm not dating anybody. I talk to friends. I have friends. That's why this weekend in Tampa was so great. But it opened up my eyes, really scared me after I left the hospital today. After seeing my mom, I'm like, holy shit. Holy shit, you're an only child and, you know, you're going to be alone soon. It really fucked me up, people. It did. I'm not saying that's going to happen anytime soon, but it, you know, we all know that our loved ones are going to die. But your brain somehow, it's not going to happen anytime soon. So, yeah, there's that. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody. God damn, this was a great show. Not saying on my part. I'm saying it's a great show from all the people that tuned in tonight. So I can't thank you guys enough. Yeah, Twisted Movies, he brings up a great point. He said, you're only truly alone if you choose to be. Someone is always out there. You're right. Just not the way my brain works. But I appreciate those words of wisdom, Twisted Movies. All right, guys, getting out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.